Good afternoon. The regional news on the national station of the CRTV with Vanessa Wunang Sinamung. These are the top stories. Relaxation activities are going on in the different tourist sites in Kribi, which are crowded by people this holiday period. Divorce for some and dialogue for others are some of the means by which women in the center region handle the unfaithfulness of their husbands. These and more will be yours in a moment. We begin the tour to the regions in the center region where we get reactions of some married women on how they cope with their unfaithful husbands. While some request for a divorce out of bitterness, others adopt dialogue and prayers in order to see a change in the attitudes of their husbands. Lekiate Jetruda Sungazi of CRTV Center tells us more in this report.
The practice of men keeping side chicks is widely being discussed amongst married women in the center region.
Men's unfaithfulness these days doesn't make news any longer. Men by nature are polygamous, but when it gets to the point where the man makes you the wife to understand that you have somebody outside your matrimonial home, then it means there is something fishy. He might have done that intentionally or unintentionally.
But how do they manage these unfaithful husbands?
You might ask him that, what happened? Why did he do that to me? Am I going wrong somewhere? Is there any problem? If maybe he gives his reason and I see into it, I will try as much as possible to change and to regain my man back. If it's just because of that same greed, because he just wants to feel that he's the man, overall man, and he needs to do what he wants, that will be the beginning of the end.
Praying for an unfaithful husband and maintaining dialogue to few women could curb the situation.
If a man cheats on me, I'm going to really feel bad and it's going to hurt me badly. But what I'm going to do is I'll cry very well and still give the man another chance, because I believe there is no perfect person out there.
Married women in the central region are expected to be caring, tolerant, and show genuine love to their husbands so as to keep happy and safe homes. Lekiate Getruda Sungazi, Regional News Center.
Many have described some tourist sites in Kribi like the Lobe waterfalls and beaches as arenas of petty trading activities and relaxation for the students, pupils, as well as tourists and visitors. Although the sites are jam-packed than ever before during this holiday, different activities are usually going on in calm and a serene atmosphere. Polycarp Atier visited the tourist destinations and put together this report.
The soft, white, sandy beaches of Kribi, the ocean breeze, and the fine charm of the people makes the ocean shores a perfect destination for tourism and relaxation. When the sun is overhead, it is a perfect moment to visit the beach. A diverse population swarmed the beaches for its calm and tranquility.
I am Evelyn M. We are just now enjoying the breeze around the sea, taking a good view of the sea. You know, we in the Northwest, we don't know much about the sea. So when we come here, we take advantage to see the sea, to learn other things from another region, which is very interesting to us.
At times, I always come here when I feel very sad or sick. The wind here is very healthy. That's why I always come here.
Apart from having a swim in the sea, beaches in Kribi give visitors, artists, tourists, as well as holiday makers a moment to reflect and for others to do sports.
Comme je dis souvent, ils se sont trompés d'adversaire. Je suis la fille du guerrier. C'est en lui que je trouve mes repères. Rien ne pourra me faire tomber. Oh, ah, je sers un Dieu qui ne dort pas.
Many have described the Ngoye Beach and the Lobe waterfalls as centers of peaceful coexistence in the resource city of Kribi, as the sites give them an opportunity to make new friends and discover new cultures.
Actually, the seawater is salty, and we learned that it's medicinal, so that's why we really thought it wise to come and taste and see how it is.
I took this time to come here and eat some good fish.
The beaches in Kribi are arenas for holiday makers to carry out different activities, including trips, while tourists soak in the beauty of the landscape and sip on as they enjoy the sunset on the beach. Polycarp Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
And from Kribi in the south to the foot of Mount Fako in the southwest Boya, where there has been a decline in the number of people who use the services of photographers in recent times due to the involvement of technology, as people mostly use their smart telephones and other gadgets to take pictures. Some photographers in the southwest region further attest that the business is quite challenging as they have to struggle to get clients, especially during occasions. Enanga Menyoli completes that story from CRTV Southwest.
The services of photographers were solicited by many people in the yesteryears in capturing special moments. Nowadays, many, especially in the southwest region, tend to use more of gadgets to take pictures and videos.
I don't visit photographers to snap pictures because I have an Android phone. I can do a selfie, a snapshot, and with some good phones, the pictures are quite okay.
When I was a kid, I was not because I use my phone.
This poses a lot of challenges to photographers in the southwest region in general and Buya in particular.
The level of phones are available in technology. You go for events, you're covering a wedding, you see a photographer has to battle his way around people who are trying to take pictures of the couple, not knowing that a couple has paid a professional photographer and is expecting pictures. Now, what they are doing, they are interrupting his job and they are making it more difficult for him.
Nevertheless, a good number of persons still make use of photographers because of their professionalism.
Your phone camera might not have the real quality you really want.
There are some certain techniques or skills that the photographer has that maybe you as an individual do not have.
Although smartphones and tablets are portable and easier to use in taking pictures, many people say the services of photographers are still important. Enanga Menyoli for the regional news in Boya.
This is the regional news on CRTV Radio Network. We continue our tour to the regions, highlighting this time around in the far north region, where there is a general outcry in some quarters of Marwa as the roads are completely flooded or cut off during and after heavy downpours, pushing inhabitants of these neighborhoods to that first other means to go through. They have attributed the unfortunate situation to poor drainage systems and lack of maintenance of quarter roads by local authorities. Our far north regional correspondent Sylvester Temken has been keen on this. His report.
A group of young people lamenting at the Sarari neighborhood of Marwa as they make their way through the flooded streets orchestrated by heavy downpours. For people returning from work and school on motorcycles, the only means to get to the flooded quarters, loaded with mud, often find themselves stranded and forced to cross on foot.
When it rains, forget about this quarter and the surroundings. Water everywhere. It is either you cross on foot or you go around the whole town, which is not also accessible. Circulation is always a problem here after the rain. Even vehicles don't dare. With a motorcycle at times, you are stuck in the mud and if you are not careful, you will remain there till people come to help you.
Additionally, rainwater occupies the route, facilitating the deterioration of infrastructure, giving rise to potholes, a visible imprint of the quarter's evolving tail, as homes also suffer during these downpours.
Our houses are flooded with water from the streets when it rains. Lugewo here is even the worst. At times, we stay the night outside. This time, I am forced to park my car to use the motorcycle because that is the only means of transport in my quarter now after the rains. The population is really suffering here.
Why the quarter is contending with a multifaceted health risk linked to drainage problems, denizens of these neighborhoods bemoan the need for local authorities to step in to ensure a sustainable solution.
We need the authorities, especially the mayors, to open up channels and increase the road while doing maintenance.
As the quarters are fast becoming a breeding ground for disease-carrying insects, notably for mosquitoes, that contribute to spread malaria, health experts have called on the population to practice good hygiene measures and avoid dumping waste in water channels. Marwa, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
We now go upstation Bamenda in the northwest region, where inhabitants are complaining about the excessive cold weather experienced during this wet season. They have sought comfort in putting on warm clothes and using thick duvets at night when going to sleep. This to prevent cold or cough, which are very common pathologies during such weathers. Our Northwest Regional Correspondent Fela Kizia Funja samples the views of some denizens upstation Bamenda and put together this report.
Putting on extremely warm clothes, denizens upstation Bamenda have been able to prevent themselves from feeling excessive cold experienced during the rainy season.
Upstation, it's really cold, especially these days.
Right.
I try hard to put on thick socks, thick dresses, cover my blanket, which I know is very thick, so as to escape from the cold.
Some have resorted to using other methods best suited for the cold weather.
I usually drink hot water.
I try to drink warm water all the time to keep myself warm.
I use balm, small no be sick, it's warm. I rub my chest with it and some part of my body.
Neglecting oneself during such a period could result in health complications, which to most of these inhabitants can be avoided.
I don't neglect myself, especially at night, because I always catch cold so easily. So I have these warm dresses that as from 6 o'clock, I make sure that I put them on to prevent myself from catching cold. Very thick pullovers that I put on. I don't wear light dresses or my track suits. Yes, I have three or four just for that purpose.
The occupants of this area are not oblivious of the reality that rains and are therefore cautious of their dressing style to ensure they remain in good health and are comfortable in their different homes. For the regional news in Bamenda, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
And that does it for today's regional news, in which you heard relaxation activities are going on in different tourist sites in Kribi, which are crowded by people this holiday period. Divorce for some and dialogue for others are some of the means by which women in the center region handle the unfaithfulness of their husbands. The regional news was presented by Vanessa Wunnang Senamung. It was produced by Patrick Oscarafan.